Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments. Today, Friday, February 12th. The grains closed mixed with March corn down 2.25 cents at 5.38¾. March wheat up 3.25 cents at 6.36¾. And March beans up 4.5 cents at 13.72. Wheat a little bit higher today. I think people are just a tad more concerned again today about the winter kill. It's going to be cold throughout the Midwest. We're talking about temperatures, you know, with the wind chills 25 to 35 degrees below zero in a lot of places. The question is, how bad does Kansas, South Dakota, Montana get hit out here? They're talking about 10% of the wheat being susceptible to the winter kill. Really hasn't concerned the market too much, but on this long holiday weekend, I think guys just didn't want to get caught too short in case there's a bigger problem out here. Corn market down. Despite the export sales we saw this morning and unusual sales, the 195 corn to Costa Rica and 116 to Guatemala. You don't see those names too often on the export list, but there it is. But it really didn't help the corn market at all out here. The good news is the corn had a chance for an outside down week, a key reversal week on a weekly chart, and we couldn't do it. We would have had a close under today's lows at 5.36¾. To accomplish that, we're going to close at 5.38¾. So we missed it by a couple of cents. I always say it's just as important what a market can't do as what a market can do. But, you know, again, with the funds long as much as they are, I'm still very skeptical that as we get closer and closer to March and we get closer and closer to that intentions report, I think it's going to be tough for beans and corn to be able to stay in there. Now, as far as the Chinese go, they'll be on holiday next week, as we mentioned earlier. We didn't see any Chinese exports this week. Not going to see them next week. That's been the big driver behind this market. So that would take us to, you know, February 22nd, roughly. They should be able to start getting in Brazilian supplies by then. You know, is it that week or the week after? I think it's going to start here pretty soon, and I think it's less likely to look to the U.S. If they do buy some, it's certainly possible that they can wind up canceling those purchases if they get the Brazilian supply. So I think it's the time of year we got to be very careful about cancellations from the Chinese. Soybean market a little bit stronger here. Oil strong, up 40. One ticks. Really didn't see anything particularly friendly out here except the expecting the NOPA crush to be 183 on Monday afternoon. That's a big number, similar to last month, and showing that we still have good demand for the beans out here. We are at pipeline levels on this carry out. So, you know, the pros are going to look to buy a big break unless we see something change. And that would be, you know, Chinese cancellations, much bigger crops in Argentina and Brazil. And, you know, Chinese buying absolutely drying up out here. So we'll see where we go. We got the long weekend. We'll see how bad the weather is over Saturday night and then to Sunday. And then we'll come in fresh with the new week and see where we go. Again, I'm a little bit more bearish than bullish up here. I just don't see the bull cause really sustaining itself without this Chinese business. If you have any questions, give me a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-EDGE.